There is not on the etzem of the yom, the day itself, like after tzeisik chovim, that pshita, there's an einish, there's a chi of chorus of yit, savad and ish is not larid on Yom Kippur. The question is, we know there's a mitzvah sesei of tzeisus Yom Kippur. Even before it becomes night, you have to stop eating. And on tzeisus Yom Kippur, we have the Gemara in Yuma that says there's no einshin. There's no azor and there's no einshin. If you eat, then you're not over chi of chorus. It's only a pure mitzvah sesei. So for that mitzvah sesei, I would think an ish is not mechuyiv to mekamu Yom Kippur before Shkia. She could eat up until Laila. Because why do we have to, we can't eat because there's a mitzvah say. But maybe there's a mitzvah say, she's a man grama, Noshim apotaron. Noshim only have the chiv on the day of Yom Kippur, the actual day. After Laila will come, Sesek Achovim, then the Nalari, because that's an Einish. But in the mitzvah say of Taisus Yom Kippur before Laila, there's no Einish. Maybe an Isha does not have to do it. Kamashman here, Ezra know that even in Taisus, also an Isha has to be Makayim Taisus Yom Kippur. I would have thought, Hoyelomiyat Rachmana, Litoisvis Inui, May Oinish from Yazoro, we have the Gemara in Yuma, that on the mitzvah's essay of Toisvis Yom Kippur, there's no Chi of Oinish, chorus. There's no, not even an Azor, there's no love. There's only a pure mitzvah's essay, Lainis Chaibu Noshim Klaal, maybe Nisha's Potter from this mitzvah. Because the mitzvah says, Shazman Groma, Kamash Lon the Possek Noho, Ezra teaches even Noshim. Noshim also have this extra chiyav of Taisus Yom Kippur. Trashu Taisus Inui, Shehitzrich HaKosav Lahaschel Lesanus Abayjain. There's a mitzvah that starts fasting even Abayjain. On the day, the 9th of Tishrei, the Tishrei of Tishrei, you have to start fasting a little bit. His Hoyal Omita Kruo, Milav Ekoros, Tichsev Inui Be'et Samayim Azeh. Al Atzmai Shal Yom Anish Koros, on the day itself of Yom Kippur. The night time also, but that's the Vadi night. On the night and day of Yom Kippur, you get chorus. The Einoi Onish chorus al Taisus Inui. But on the mitzvah sesei of Taisus Yom Kippur, there's no Einish. Umi Azara Nami Yimai, there's not even a lav in the Torah, Perikvas of the Yuma. So Noshim Nami Lemuted Le Lechaivi Be'afilu Mitzvah Sesei B'Yalma. I would have thought Noshim don't even have a mitzvah sesei to be Mekabel to start fasting a little bit earlier. Kamash from the Pasuk, no, Ezrach, yes. Anisha also has this mitzvah of Taisus Yom Kippur. So here are Ezrach. So really, for Ezrach means to include Noshim also. So that's how we dash number Yom Kippur. Just on Sukkis, the halacha L'moshim Sina tells us that Noshim are potter. So therefore, what do I do with the word Ezrach? Nothing to do with Noshim. It has to do with Gerim. Nothing to do with Noshim. But Omar, we learned the Bryce before, what does it say? Kol Ezrach, the Koyl, is the Rabbis of Sektanim. That even a Kotan also has a Chiv Tid in the Sukkah. For the Gemara, but now we learned in our Mishnah, Noshim v'yavodim muktanim pturim in asukah. Our Mishnah says, no, an isha, an eved, and a kotin is potim in asukah. So how could you say, koil, that a child has to eat in the sukkah? So where's that lakash? This wouldn't be such a kasha. Kan bekotin shegil chinuch, when the kotin reached the age of 5 or 6, when he understands things, he can be mechanachim, teach him to do the mitzvahs, then there's a chiyah from eating the sukkah. Kan bekotin shegil chinuch. The Mishnah means a young child that doesn't understand to do the mitzvah yet. So he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. There's no chinuch yet. They can't start teaching him. He doesn't understand the inyan of doing the mitzvah. For the Gemara, though, katan shegil chinuch. Even if you want to tell me a child that already reached the age of 6 years old, that he can understand what's doing. But still, we know, midrabbanan hu. It's only midrabbanan as a mitzvah chinuch to teach him. The father has a mitzvah chinuch to teach his son how to do the mitzvah. But we know all over Shas, not midraisam. We never find a cotton as a chiv to do a mitzvah with the raisa. The only time we do find is a kid to learn Torah. There's a chiv upon the kid to learn Torah that year. The chiv to learn Torah starts even when you're cotton. As soon as you start learning, there's a mitzvah to start learning Torah. But beyond the mitzvah, there's no chiv upon a cotton, it's only upon a gadol. So the Gemara and Echnami here also, mid the rabbonin. Avadir is chiv for cotton, teen the sukkah, it's only a chiv mid the rabbonin. Ukro asmachta biyalmu. That the brightest says from the word, kol ha'ezrach, curl. Comes to include even a cotton, it's not a real drasha midiraita, it's only an asmachta. But avada the mitzvah is only midirabonin, there's a mitzvah to mechanach your child. Trashi kon shegil achinach, mishain the tzarech limer, when it doesn't need his mother yet. The teretz is asmachta, b'yalmaninu, o kurol reb leza. Kadistle, the rabbi's gersh nes gai bentayim, b'kon shegodl doisim sukkah b'chol shemoyed. We had before, curl has come to teach us that even reb leza shittur is, you have to eat in the same sukkah all 7 days. So you can't make a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. That's only if you were a bar chiyuv at the beginning of sukkahs. But if you were a katan and you became bar mitzvah in the middle of sukkahs, or you were a goy, a mizgayer, became a ger in the middle of sukkahs, you could make a sukkah for the next few days. That's how it'll be a drush according to Rebbe Lezer. Right, then the Mishnah says the klal is that koten shein etzarach limay. It depends how old the child is. Is there a mitzvah chinuch or not? If the child is so old that he does not need his mother, then we say there's a chiyuv that he should eat in the sukkah. So mehechi domi, how is it considered koten shein etzarach limay? Like, what is this? How can we tell if the kid does not need his mother? Is Amri Devei Rabbiani? Devei Rabbiani wanted to say kol shenifne, if the kid can go make the ein ima mekan chose, he does need his mother to wipe him. That's the shear, it does need his mother. If he's that old already, then there's a chiyuv chinuch to let him eat in the sukkah. We have Shimon Aimer, kol sheniyah mishnosai. He wakes up, the child wakes up in the morning or at night. V'yena kari imai. He doesn't call his mother. But when he calls his mother, that's a sign he still needs his mother, still called the katan. For the Gemara, that's true. G'daylam nami kari. Even older kids also, when they wake up, they call their mother. Hey, where's my shoes? Where's my socks? Give me some. They also call their mother. So it's not only a kid that calls his mother, an older son could also call his mother also. That means he wakes up and he doesn't call ma, 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 ma. In other words, an older kid calls ma once and he waits till his mother comes. But a little baby keeps on calling ma, ma, ma until his mother comes. So the kid keeps on calling ma, ma, ma. That's a sign he still needs his mother. But if he's older already, he only calls his mother once and then waits, then he's already mechuyev in mitzvah chinuch. Rashi, Hachigasinim, Kol Shania Mishnasai Viena Kari Ima. Shaina Korach Achre doesn't run after his mother. Likroisa Bechol Shokashnir. Doesn't call his mother whenever he wakes up. Uparchinon, Kedelam Nami Korach Lema. Shaina Koral Imai. Who the Korach Lay ain't Sarah Limai. If somebody doesn't call his mother, he's called. If somebody doesn't call, that's when it's called a Godel. Hoyim Kara. But if he does call his mother, Sarah Limai Korach Lay, that's called, he still needs his mother. Afilu gadol, shayna tzarach limay, ragol akreisa kishanir. Even an older child, even though he doesn't need his mother, he can manage on his own, he also calls his mother. So teretz is, ela kol shaniya v'yena kari ima ima. Shayna korech achrea likreis lishnois, at chetovi elov. He doesn't keep on calling ma 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 until he comes. That's called a cotton. Alva kari v'shersim, when the kid calls ma once, and he's quiet, and he waits till his mother comes, that's la tzarach limayu. That's called already a gadol, then the kid does not need his mother, and then there would be a mitzvah skinuch to teach a kid to sit and eat in the sukkah. And usually the halacha is brought down 5 to 6 years old. Between 5 and 6, that's the mitzvah skinuch. Right. Maisa, then the Mishnah says the Maisa, the Vyolda Kalosa Shal Shammai, Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth, and right away they knocked the roof down and made a sukkah on top of her. For the Gemara, Maisa Lister, it's a Maisa Yisoyster, you're going against what you just said. You just said that a cotton that needs his mother is potter, and they're telling me a one day old baby needs a sukkah. And if the Gemara chasurei mechzer, something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochi katoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The Shammai shiter is he's machmer. That any cotton there's a mitzvah chinuch. You have to mechanech your kid even though he's one day old. Or my tsunami, a story happened also that the older kalosa shoshamai, Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth. Shammai Azokin, or Pachas Esamaziva, they broke the roof, Vesichach ala mita, they made tzchak atop of the mita, Vishul HaKotin, because of the kid. As they were machmir, said, even a cotton, even one day old baby, there's a mitzvah chinuch. So I'm not sure if Shammai holds every single mitzvah, also this way, but your mitzvah, there will be a mitzvah chinuch even this age. Maybe only by sukkah, this is Shammai's chumr. That even by a kid, one day, there's a mitzvah chinuch. There's a mitzvah him to eat in the sukkah. Mishnah Kol Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days of Sukkis or Dem Oise Sukkosai Kfa. A person has to make the Sukkah the permanent living. That's where he's living. These 7 days, where's your house? The Sukkah. Odeisa, my old house I used to have. That's alright, that's only temporary. That's if I have to get something or do something private, I go in there. But the Aika, where am I living now, is in the Sukkah. Male has to come to the Sukkah. Yardu Gishamim. If it starts to rain on Sukkot, Me'ein L'Sai Muta L'Fanais, when you're allowed to leave the Sukkah and go into your house, Mishatisrach HaMikvah, when it rains into your soup already, that the soup tastes bad. Mishatisrach, it doesn't taste good anymore, Mikvah. Mikvah means something like a chilled, jelloed soup. Something Mikvah means jelloed. is the food gets a little spoiled already from the rain, that's the sign, that's how many drops have to come in that you have a right to leave the sukkah. But just one or two drops come in, you can't leave the sukkah yet. You have to wait till more than a few drops come in. Rashi, Misha Tishrach, Yeh HaMikvah, Misha Teskalkol HaMikvah, when your cholent there gets a little spoiled. Kol Tavshah, that type of a food, Kofu, that's jelloed, Loi Rach, Loi Yav, it's not too soft, not too hard, Kore Mikvah, that's called the Mikvah. So the kids, when the rain comes into the Mikvah, it ruins the food, that's when you have a right to leave the Sukkah. So the Mishnah, Mosh Loi Moshel, here's an example here, a parable, that Lo Ma Dova Doima, what is the Doima if it starts to rain on Sukkis? Le'eved, to a slave, Shebo Limza Kais the Rabbi. He comes to serve his master, and he wants to pour him a glass of wine. V'shofach Loi Kitin Aponov. And instead, the master throws back on top of him a glass of water. That's here also. Klal Yisrael wants to do the mitzvah sukkah. We have our sukkah roll made. We want to sit in there and eat in the sukkah. And Hashem makes it rain that we have to leave the sukkah. It's a mashal as if Hashem is throwing a glass of water on top of us. No, it's not a good simon. It's a bad simon. Shashim mashal liyeved. Kloimak vishomim ayodim echag simon klola. It's a bad simon. Hey, mashal liyeved. Veshav lakiton shomayim aponav. That their master throws back at the slave's face a glass of water. V'gumar v'farish mishavach l'mi. Who threw it on who? So right, Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days. Adem Oiseh Sukkos Lekfa. The sukkah, that's your place where you live. That's your house right now. Obeisa, your old house, that's Arva. That's only a temporary way of living. But the main living now is in the sukkah. Ketzad, how is this? Hoyoloi Kelim Noim. Somebody has nice silverware, nice dishes, nice plates. Is Malin the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Matzois Noise, you have nice sheets, nice tablecloths. Malin the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Again, the Gemara's times always the sukkah was on top of the roof. It says Lashon of Mala, bring it upstairs. Oichel v'shoyse, you eat, you drink. O metayel, you take a little walk, a little shmooze with somebody in the sukkah. The sukkah. Everything should be done in the sukkah. But the Gemara, minohan emili, how do we know this, that this is the mitzvah sukkah? The Tana Rabbanan says, the Pasuk says, teishvu. It says, basukkah is teishvu, you have to live in the sukkah. And we dashin came to Duru, the same way you live in your house. Mikan, from here we learn out, Mikan Omru, that called Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days of Sukkis. Oysa Adam Sukkos Lekfa. Your permanent living now is in the Sukkah, that's your house. Ubeisa Arai. And your house is only Arai temporary. You have to do something private, you go in there, or get something. But your main living is in the Sukkah. Kate said, how is this? Hoyulai Kalim Noim, you have very nice silverware, nice vessels. Is Mal in the Sukkah, bring it into the Sukkah, that's your nice theory now. Matzois noyes, nice tablecloth, nice sheets. Malin the sukkah, bring it into sukkah. Oichel, you eat there, v'shoyes, you drink there, metayel the sukkah. You spend the time there, you metayel, you take it easy there. O mishanin, you learn the sukkah. You have to, when you learn Torah, also learn in the sukkah. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'yomar Rav said, mikro misne, if I read your chumish, o misne, even the mishnayis in, v'mat lelusa. Then there's a chiyuv to learn these easy things in the sukkah. Utenuya, when I learn shvera gemara, shvera sugi is hard gemara, then bar mitlosa, then I learn it outside the sukkah. Because that takes more concentration, and it's harder maybe to think in the sukkah. If it's easier to learn in the Beis HaMedrash, you have a right to leave the sukkah and go into the Beis HaMedrash. And that's the locha, zai by davening, zai by learning, that if you daven better in shul, or you learn better in shul, you have a right to leave the sukkah and learn in the shul, daven in the shul. But for you, it's the exact same thing in the climate. Then the Chori should have a minion in the sukkah and daven there and learn there also. But if it's easier to learn inside, you have a right to learn inside. Shrashi ba mitlosa, im yirtze, if you want to. The mitztayiru, mitztayir potem na sukkah. The avir yofler lahachiv daite, kosako daite, tnu yahainu mishnin. That you mitztayir because you want to learn, and it's not so airy inside, you want to learn outside better, it's more air there. So you mitztayir to learn inside, you have a right to learn outside. I to steer it before we're saying you have to learn inside. 70 Gemara. Like Kasha. Ho b'migris, ho b'yunei. Trash yo b'migris, kloimar. Trei gavne shinun hevi. There's two ways of learning. Like the Hakasha was, it says even the shnuyei. Pasha means learning hard Gemara also has to be in the sukkah. So then it's a stira. One place said learning hard Gemara you could do outside the sukkah. And here we're saying no, you have to do it inside the sukkah. So Rashi says, Kloima, Trei gavnei shunin have the two types of learning. Le migras gemara habruri loin. Like to go over the gemara that you know very well. Kvar, you learned already once. Vainu shmaitato. That's sorach sukkah. That you have to do inside the sukkah. Vainu mishanin. That's what the braisa means, mishanin. To go over gemara that you know already, to chazer it over, it's easier to do that. That you could even do in the sukkah. You should do it in the sukkah. Mashenkin hobi unit, that Rashi means bar matalosa. If you want to learn something new, that you have to have a lot of concentration, you have to use your mind, and it's hard to do it in the sukkah, then you have a right, like you're mitzvah in the sukkah now, you have a right to go upstairs to the house or in the base of Medrash to learn inside. Tomar kiho, like the story was, kiho, the rovo bar choma. Ki have a kaimi makme de Rav Chisda. When he was in front of Rav Chisda, is miratei be gemara, fahadi hadodi. He used to run over the Gemara very fast. No, they used to chazer over the Gemara very fast. And then they would look into the reasoning to understanding it. So you see, even by learning Gemara, there's two ways to do it. First, you could do it fast, go over it fast. That doesn't need that much concentration. That you should do in the sukkah. But the leyune besvara, to think into the reasoning, that you have a right to do outside. That's a harder type of a learning. Sam to say over the Gemara, he holds chayv, he holds potter. That's what did first fast. Then v'hoda mayni b'svara, ma time shodav. What's the reasoning behind this? Why is this chayv? Why is this potter? V'imyesh lashav klum, if I have anything to ask on it, that he did slower. So you see, there are two types of learning. There's a faster learning and there's a biyindika learning. So negate in the sukkah, you have these both halachis. Hard learning you can do outside the sukkah, easy doing the sukkah. Omar Rava says like this: mani mishta. The kelim you use for drinking, in other words, your glasses, the matalosa. That you're allowed to leave in the sukkah. It's not so mean, it's not so not nice. Like even after you finish drinking your soda, you're allowed to leave the glass in the sukkah. Mashenkein mani michli. Your plates that you have, that you ate on, bar medatalosa. Now when you finish eating, you have to take off the table and take the dirty plates off the table out of the sukkah. Because that's not nice, it looks mean, to leave it in the sukkah. Shrashi mani mishtei. Kaisis, glasses. That you have a right to leave in the sukkah. Even after you finish drinking, it's not meat, doesn't look disgusting. It's okay. Mashenki mani michli, ka'arois, the plates. La'acha she'ochlu, if you finish eating then, saruch lo'tzin, you have to take it out. Because a dirty plate doesn't look nice. So it's meat to be in the sukkah, you have to take the dirty plates out of the sukkah. What about chatzvo v'shachl? That's ba'a matat losa. These two things, those two types of pitchers, you have to leave out of the sukkah. Drashi, chatzva, kada pitcher, shecheris, an earthly pitcher. Sheshoivim by mine. You fetch the water with it, it doesn't look so nice, you shouldn't bring it into the sukkah. Vishochel is also dli, another type of a pitcher. Shalates, a wooden pitcher that you fetch the water with. These things don't look so nice, you don't bring it to the table using your house. You never bring it into the dining room, so you should not bring it into the sukkah. Vishargah, what about a candle? That's what matulosa. That you're allowed to bring. You're allowed to light the candles in the sukkah. V'yamrulos. Some say barmer matulosa. No, not to burn down your sukkah. Light the candle better outside the sukkah. Rovul eplig. There's no machlekes here. Ho the sukkah gedurli. If you have a big sukkah, so there's place to leave the candle in the sukkah. It won't burn down the sukkah. Okay. Ho the sukkah ketana. If you have a small sukkah, you have to be afraid. Maybe you burn down the sukkah. So it's not kedai to leave the sukkah, the candle inside it. Maybe it smells and it won't be so nice. Then you're supposed to leave the candle outside. Trashi sukkah ktana. Shel shir mitzumsim. The exact size of a sukkah. Zayin tfachim. Osla nichim estvetoichai. Then you should not leave the candle inside. Either it's not bakfemt, it won't be nice living there, or you're afraid to burn it down. But in a small sukkah, don't leave it inside, leave it outside better. Mashenkin, in a big sukkah, like our minigis, usually we light the candles in the sukkah. Right, the Mishnah says, Yodu geshomim. If the rain comes down, you have a right to leave the sukkah. Tona. Misha tisracha mikvah shagrisen. What type of food? A cholent. Beans. If you have bean food, and then the water comes in and ruins the beans, then you have a right to leave. Shrashi mikvah shagrisen. Vameheres lekalkal b'kshavamat. Ah, it's a cool even. That the beans get ruined very fast with water. So if the rain comes into your bean soup, and it ruins the soup, you have a right to leave the sukkah. Even though more we spoke out, according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if you have a shank, if you have something to cover the sukkah with, it's kedai to cover the sukkah and stop the rain from coming in. Because Rabbeinu Tam Shita was, you're allowed to put a yawning, a cloth on top of the sukkah, albeit within dalet tefachim, from the sukkah, it's like bottle to the schach, and you're allowed to eat under the sukkah. So therefore, the chetil, if you have a yawning, if you have a covering, a roof over the schach, it's good night to do it, to still eat in the sukkah. Even though then you wouldn't make a bracha, because there are some sheet that hold, not like Rabbi Natan, that holds that once you put a covering over the sukkah becomes posel. But according to Rabbi Natan, even though you have a covering on top of the schach, still it's a kosher sukkah. Therefore, if it's raining, so if you could, you have a right to still eat in the sukkah. Because here it's talking about you don't have any covering to stop the rain from coming in. For Abaya, have you called Yosef, came with Rabbi Yosef, from Matalosa. Hey, so Abaya was sitting in the sukkah in front of Rabbi Yosef. Noshev Zika, a strong wind came, the Kamaisi Tzibusa, and things were falling off like chips of the schach was falling into the sukkah. It was ruining his food. Is Amulu Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said, "Ponuli mani, take my kelim out of here, like I'm leaving the sukkah ready, like I'm put mehocha, I'm potter from the sukkah. The chips are falling down from the schach. I can't take it. It's like it's a mitzvah. I have a right to leave the sukkah." Omulai Abaya said, "V'atanan misha tisrach hamikva." Hamishna says, not just some little drops you can leave. It has to be like enough rain that comes down that ruins the food. And the chura here, these chips that are coming down are not ruining the food. So what's your right to leave the sukkah? Is Omulai Abaya, Rabbi Yosef said, "Omalei l'didi kivan di'anina datoy." I'm like a mafunik. I'm very delicate. Any little thing bothers me is kemisha tisrach hamikva dami. The dummy lee. By me, even a little chips that fall down and bother me, that's I'm a mitzayer. It bothers me now. And I have a right to leave the sukkah. Trashi tzivusa ksomim shoschach. The little chips of the schach was falling in. Hayamashu ala Michael was falling into the futaka. So Rabbi Yosef Rashi says, manina das. There's an istness. There's a mafunik. Have a detanya parki of perikavik sochim. Shloisha chayim ein chayim. Three people don't have a life. Horachmonim, if you have too much mercy. Varaschonim, you're too angry, you have no mercy. V'yanini adas, someone that's a big mafunik, very delicate. Any little thing bothers him. Sheni mechardom lisvul shum davar mias. They can't take anything that doesn't look so nice. The Yomar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said there, kula is no avi, all these three things have a me. He has these midas. The call upon him, he was an istinus. Therefore here also, he held that when the chips were falling down from the schach, even a little bit of it, it bothered him so much that he was called a mitzayer. He has pain, and he has a right to leave the sukkah. Tana Rabbanim, hoyoichel basukkah. Somebody was eating in the sukkah. V'yordu gishamin, and there started to rain. V'yorad, and he left the sukkah. Again, the Gemara's times, the sukkah was on top of the roof. So if it was raining, you go down into your house. His aloha, and then later in the middle of the night, it stopped raining. A matrichin oyster lalois achig musudosin. Not in the night, in the middle of the meal. You started your suda in the sukkah, it started to rain, so you went downstairs in your house. Now, in the middle of the meal, you don't have to stop your meal. You have a right to continue your meal, and then afterwards you go up to the sukkah. But you don't have to stop your meal since you started already in the house. Hoyoyoshin takas a sukkah. Let's say you were sleeping in your sukkah, where the mitzvah is to sleep in the sukkah also. The yod the gishon, in the middle of the night, it started to rain. The yored, and you went down into your house, is a matricha noisel alis. We don't bother you, even if it stops raining, to go back up again and sleep in the sukkah. Achi yoyer, until you wake up. The Mari Boilu, what does it mean you wake up? Achi yoyer, does it mean until you wake up? Oyachi yor, until it gets light. In other words, even if you wake up again in the middle of the night, but you don't have to go back up again until it comes Omer HaShachar, until it comes the morning star. Maybe that's the pshat. Once you had a right, it was raining, to go downstairs and sleep in your house, even though it stops raining, even though you wake up an hour later, but Kozman is still dark, maybe you don't have a chiyuv to go back up again. You have a right to stay downstairs until it comes Amar HaShachar. That's the first shot. Rashi, Achiyalo Amar HaShachar, Oyachiyoyu, means Mishinosoi. Or maybe no, as soon as you wake up, Hoyim Hikas, if you do wake up, Afilu Hoyim Bechatzilad, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, Yoke Mishinosoi, V'yalo V'yoshim Mesukas. That's the Sophic. If you wake up again in the middle of the night and now it stopped raining, do you have a chiyuv to go upstairs or not? Toshima, come and bring your raya. It says, Ad sheyoyer v'yalo amar hashachar. Tarti, chutz asira, till you wake up and until it comes the morning star. El eima, this is what it means to say. Ad sheyoyer v'yalo amar hashachar. You have a right to stay in your house until it gets light, until the morning star comes up. So up until it comes amar hashachar, you don't have to go back up to the sukkah. Even though you wake up in the middle of the night, but since you had a head to go sleep in your house, you have a right to continue sleeping until it comes to Omer HaShachar.
Pashi Toshuma, at Shiyor V'yalom Rashachar, V'yakokoch at Shiyor Hu. The Tony Bodil McCain, Ma V'yalom Rashachar. Tati B'tzmiyash, Ne Dvorim, it's a stira, one or the other. El akokoch Shiyor Katoni. V'chikoma, at Shiyor Mishiyalom Rashachar, La'fuki imhekath Mishnosa Malaylo, V'yamatrichin, V'yamola Shachar, V'loinir, E'makitzinoisai.
There's two things you need. You have a right to stay in your house up until it comes Omer HaShachar. And even after it comes Omer HaShachar, you don't have to have an alarm clock to wake you up exactly when it comes Omer HaShachar. Now, you're allowed to continue sleeping. Just to go to Kula. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a right to still stay in your house. But if you sleep, even close the mind you're sleeping, even though after it came Omer HaShachar, still you have a right to continue sleeping. Only when you wake up in the morning, and it's already morning, then you have to go back up into the sukkah. All right, stop here.